Hello and welcome to the Fireside Chat podcast by Montana Fire Pits, where we talk about the epitome of elegance, warmth, and the centerpiece of any outdoor design, high-end gas fire features.
Let's go!
Hello, 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 Fire Pit people. Jonathan, Montana Fire Pits here with kind of a solo podcast. This is going to be the third edition. If I'm looking away, it's because I'm looking at this extraordinary view on a beautiful sunny day here in Missoula, Montana. The topic of today is we're going to dive into the top reasons that you should consider a ready-to-finish fire pit kit, okay? By ready-to-finish, we mean, of course, let me give you the basis of what that means. Ready-to-finish means it is a welded aluminum frame with concrete board mounted, basically thereby giving a finisher in the field, you wonderful, amazing craftsmen out there, a structure by which you are just able to dive in and do your thing and finish that unit. Okay? That's ready to finish. As the name implies. Clever. What we have done... Well, hold on. Before I get into that, so you are a contractor, you are a designer, you are an architect, a landscape architect, or maybe you are a DIYer, and you want to put those finishing touches on that. You are matching some material to that. You're matching a material that's on the exterior of your home. You're matching a material that's around your pool deck. You're matching a material that matches the stone wall, whatever. Okay, all right? Ready to finish kits are your answer. And here's why. So first of all, one of the most appealing aspects of a ready-to-finish kits basically is they are infinitely customizable, okay? When fire features, like in the last 10 years, we've been doing this for 10 years. We started when outdoor gas fire features were really cool but really new, okay? Now we're 10 years into this thing and we've been dedicated. One of the most difficult things is doing the math, right? And we have a video about this that you can check out. Doing the math, like how big of a burner, how big is the structure, and I have this veneer, and how big is this, and how big is the ledge, and how big is this, and how am I going to mount it, and how am I going to build the frame, and how am I going to build the structure, right? It's so customizable, and there's so many options that you guys know if the options are too many, then you kind of fall into this analysis paralysis in that you're like, there's so many options, I can't figure this thing out, okay? Our ready-to-finish structures are already based on dimensions that we have proven and the market has proven to be ideal. As a starting point, right? We know how tall to make them. We know how to construct the frames. We know the concrete board to put on them. We know how to build that structure. We know how big the ledge is. We know, and all of these are based, of course, on the Crossfire burner system by Warming Trends. And those, of course, we know are based on the BTUs, the size of the flame, how many people you're entertaining, all of these kind of variables we've broken down into these base frames. And then once you have that foundation established, then you can start to customize these things. So as you're planning, you know, your outdoor space, and I'm going to speak maybe, I'm going to take kind of like one direction here. Perhaps you're a landscape architect and you are identifying for your client, yes, I want fire. Your job is to identify where that fire is going to go. Is that fire going to be a focal point to where everybody is going to sit around it and entertain? Is it going to be small? Is it going to be large? How's it going to scale? Is it going to be decorative? These are becoming so much more popular now, decorative fire features. Think of a firewall to where you are flanking sort of one entire length of a pool deck or an outdoor area, and that it's just going to be a wall of decorative flame. Big, small, tall, short, right? We have the ability, but at the same time, you're not thinking, but I want an entire steel powder-coated unit, right? With a ready-to-finish, you can say, I want a fire to be in this space in these dimensions. That's what I know. And I want a flame to be inside the whole thing. What's the best way to accomplish that? Depending on your finish, the absolute best way to do is a custom ready to finish to where this frame shows up on site. And we can build these modular now so that you can add sections onto these things. The point is the frame shows up on site. You put that frame in place, and your job, the craftsman job, the subcontractor's job on the site is to do their thing and finish it and make it look like $1 million. Right. So it allows you to customize, to determine the shape, the size, and lets you focus on the finish. Okay. As you, let's also consider, let's also like dive in here a little bit and be more, a little more specific on a fire feature that's a focal point. Meaning you have a dedicated fire pit area in your design. This is the seating. This is the outside dimension of the whole space. This is the seating. This is the fire area. I don't know every single dimension, but I do know that this is where we're doing. This is the shape. We're going to do a round, right? Round. And I do know that I need that round to be 84 inches. I need a 7-foot diameter fire feature. And I know that I am using some flagstone on the top and a stone veneer around the enclosure. You have that stone specified. You have that mason who's already on site doing a wainscot, doing some finish work. And you say, you know what, Montana Fire Pits, I know I need a 7-foot diameter round. We help you determine the burner, the fuel output, and then we say, leave the rest to us. We give full drawings, full specs, so you can, and of course pricing, so that you can say, all right, there's a ready-to-finish kit. Absolutely. That's what I need. And so getting back to how you as a finisher can can make this profitable. Because you are able to focus your skills and you're getting paid for your craftsmanship. You may not be getting paid for your craftsmanship to do all the math and to build this frame. You leave that to us. But yet you in the field are able to make your profit by your labor and your creativity. Yeah. And the finishings, you know, and the material, however, right? Anyway. Did I cover everything? We covered why ready to finish is important, what ready to finish is. Let's just talk real briefly about a touch on again how you can use them, how to specify them. Let's go back to the accent, using fire as an accent, decorative. Let's go back to the firewall concept. You have a 20-foot length that you're trying to cover. And you know that not a lot of people are going to be sitting around it. It's purely decorative. You can say, all I know is that I need it to finish at 36 inches tall by 20 feet long, 240 inches long. And I know I need this fire line so we can use a linear burner. And I need that linear burner to go from end to end. We need ignition. We need to be able to flip a switch. We need to include it in home automation. We then can say that's enough for us to go on. Is a concept that's 36 inches tall by 240 inches long. We would say minimum depth is probably 18 inches deep. We look at how to build that frame in a modular kind of way, to where we build it in matching sections so that how does freight work? Right? How does the crate work? How's it going to show up on site? How is somebody going to receive that thing and then know easily put it in place, mount it together, and finish it, and then drop the burner inside? That's the beauty. Now we're getting down to something here. That's cool. I think that's cool. Because then there's no limitation on what you can finish that with. Tile, stucco, stone, veneer, wood, cladding, siding, shiplap, you name it. You get my point. So then that speaks a little bit to the modularity of a ready to finish. We've created sections, components of a modular ready to finish. And let me blow your mind with this. What if you need a fire feature to wrap a corner? You'd be hard pressed to find an out of the box gas fire feature that has a 90 degree corner in it. And then you're able to say, here's my corner, and I need one side to be 120 inches, and I need the other side to be 65 inches. And I need the whole thing to be 24 inches tall. We've developed modules, ready to finish modules. One is a corner module. One is what's called a trough, to where you have, you start with this corner, and then depending on the length, and you have a trough with two open ends. That's a section. And then we have an end section. So corner, trough, end. Within those now three modules, any of those modules can be customized. Length, width, height, depth. It's really, really cool stuff. I mean, it is cool stuff. As designers and as creative people, what's happening is that there are no limits to creativity. And this is when we coined this phrase, design with fire, a few years back. No limits to design with fire? Are you kidding me? So you say, I want fire, and now there's basically no limitations to what I can do with that fire? Says no one ever, right? Except now, and we can. And that's cool. That's cool. It's what we do. It's what we think about. It's what we focus on, is how can we create infinite possibilities for designing with outdoor fire and do it safely, do it with the absolute utmost attention to detail, quality, durability, longevity, scalability, modularity. I find myself thinking, this is what gets my wheels turning. This is what I sit and think about. I get the privilege to be a product designer within this realm. And it's super cool and super fun. And we actively look for partners like you, designers out there, that want to partner and do something really, really amazing and really groundbreaking and really novel with fire. It's us. So, all right. That's it. That's what I got to say about it today. I'm going to wrap it up. Ready to finish kits. Infinite possibilities. Design with fire. Catch you next time. Bye-bye.